Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey guys, and welcome to Paranormal Thoughts Podcast. And as always, thanks for joining me. This episode is going to be a little bit different to the other content that I put up. It might be a little bit more similar to that very first episode that I posted, and I want to talk a little bit about that as well. But I try to avoid doing episodes like this, and it doesn't often cross my mind to try to put out an episode kind of like this, but I just feel, you know, I just feel like having a bit of a chat and just kind of go off the top of my head and just be just real and get back to a little bit of the original concept or what I sort of foresaw this podcast being before, you know, I sort of really fell into the structure that I really do love creating for you guys. The podcast has had its first birthday. So, you know, a year ago this week, I put up the very first Paranormal Thoughts podcast episode. And I don't know if any of you have listened to that episode. It's very different to any of the sort of following episodes and definitely anything that has come out this year. But it was literally just off the top of my head. It was late in the middle of the night, and I'm recording this late at night as well, which I tried to avoid now. I do try to actually do this at a regular kind of time and fit it in, but sometimes it is just nice to middle of the night being in that sort of headspace. That's where I was for that first recording. And it was weird because I did kind of record it just out of the middle of nowhere. And it wasn't really for the public. It was just kind of for myself. But I did try to structure it in such a way that I could release it and kind of thought that no one would hear it. And no one did hear it for, you know, a couple of weeks. It kind of sat there. And, you know, you kind of get those few bot listeners on SoundCloud and, you know, people who are just trying to get their beats heard and all that, you know. And then I think I may have shared it on Reddit just to kind of be like, hey, this is a podcast. I've just kind of started for whatever reason. And, you know, let me know what you think. I'd like to maybe do this. I don't know. Like, it's weird because I've worked on other people's podcasts in the past and never really saw myself doing it. And that's probably more of a confidence thing as well, but or even just the fact of who would even care to even kind of listen, because would I even want to listen to it? And I think that was the thing of when I could kind of get it to a point where I was happy with it, then I was happy for other people to hear. But that episode was very out of the blue, and it's strange to think that I wasn't even sure what I was even doing at that time. You know, usually when you hear someone's first podcast episode, it's probably not the best content, but they're probably knowing what they're doing. I was thinking this could be like an audio, not really a journal, but just some sort of something for me to kind of keep these milestones, because I've never been much of a writer. And so the fact now that I have this blog that it's still bare bones, definitely, but I've got some ideas to how to make it a little bit more interactive and a little bit more not just posting when I post an episode, but kind of things that I find in the middle of the week that aren't necessarily maybe worth making a podcast about, but just to like a bit of a news segment to sort of inform people what's kind of going on, but in the paranormal community. But so that was kind of, you know, a year ago, and kind of reflecting on that and going, it's pretty crazy to be where I am now. You know, for me, just thinking that, you know, I remember when I got like the first five listens to the amount of listens that each episode gets now, it's just, it's unreal considering I never foresaw that, you know, that people reach out and people care as much as they do about this topic. You know, it's not about people coming and listening to me. I really enjoy the fact that people are being really open about the topics that are on this podcast because, you know, they are a bit strange and they're becoming less of, you know, a niche and everything like that now, but it's still something where when you're talking about the real nit and gritty parts of it, it can be pretty full on and, you know, you're going to get judged for it. You know, it's only been in the last 4 months maybe that I've been pretty open with people and, you know, I'll be out with friends having a beer and I'll just go, and this may be because of the beers, I'll just go, hey, I got a podcast. And they're like, oh, on what? And you tell them and, you know, it's all about, oh, okay. But it's actually been a really good response still from people I know, even people who I've just kind of met, and then they get really interested in it. They kind of go, well, what's what do you talk about? You know, and some people are probably just taking the piss, which is fine, you know. Like, you know, at the end of the day, it is entertainment, I suppose. But then people who really kind of want to know, because if they don't have any previous knowledge in it, you know, other than, you know, the bare minimum, they can kind of get interested, which is really cool, you know, then you kind of can open it up a little bit more. But I'm someone who's very humble. I'm not sure why that is, but I really do like to keep that mindset. And it's not even a mindset that really I'm conscious of. I don't really like compliments. I know some people really do need that to kind of know where they're sitting. It has happened with this podcast too, you know, when you get people's feedback and they have some really nice things to say and it's awesome, you know. It really does make it worthwhile spending the time and doing a good job of it. And that's what I really have tried to do this year is I don't want to put up a half-assed episode. I really want them to be these really nice production pieces, you know, as if it was like a really well-oiled machine, just like, you know, any really high-quality radio, TV, new media type project. I really like a well-oiled machine. I love people who have these almost comedy-based paranormal podcasts. I love the vibe. But for my format, I really do like to, it can still be sort of lighthearted at times, but I really kind of want, my point is just to tell you about things that I'm interested in, my sort of thoughts, and I want to produce it in such a way that it's really clear and people can understand what I'm saying. And that's what I want, that's kind of what I want to get back to, is this whole point of me having this talk right now is about my thoughts. And I just want to get into that a little bit because recently I've been doing a lot of research into all these topics and trying to be unbiased. At the end of the day, I do give my opinion, since that's what I really wanted to do with this podcast, was these are my thoughts. And that's what's kind of cool, because I can always rely on that, where whether or not I believe in something, but I'll still talk about it and I want to give my thought on it, because you can't be wrong in that. And I think that's awesome, you know, and having an opinion's great. And I think it's great to have differing views. So many people are weird about that, but if I don't agree with you, that's fine, completely fine. I think people need to really loosen up about that kind of thing. But I do try to keep that in mind, that this is what this podcast is about, is my thoughts. I should mention too, I'm actually sitting on the floor of my studio at the moment. Like, I'm being very relaxed about this, which is great, because I kind of wanted to feel like I did a year ago, just kind of talking, and it's definitely not what I actually want to be heard on this podcast, but I feel like it's I kind of feel like it's needed, to be honest. I do put a lot of time into making these episodes, as I said, very professional, but I do like this idea of I haven't got any notes, I haven't got anything sitting in front of me, I'm just on the floor pretty much, and it feels really good actually. So the reason that I started this too, the very first episode I spoke about this idea of synchronicity that I was really kind of found myself into a year ago, and you know, still am, but, and a lot of that evolved around Mike Clellan's work with the owl phenomenon with UFO abductees. And it's interesting, you know, because, you know, even a month after putting that episode out, I had this really big event happen. That podcast episode is My Owl and UFO Abduction Synchronicity Podcast. I think that title's a little bit misleading as well. I don't really talk too much about that, but I have this pretty significant moment with this owl as I was driving home one night. And since then, I have had more synchronicities with owls as well. And it's interesting because I was so interested in the topic, and then I started to have that same type of experience that I was reading about and hearing people talk about. And then it's just this moment of, what does any of this mean? And I've since spoken to Mike Cleland about this, and he gave me his opinion on it, which was really interesting because it almost seems so simple, but you need to hear from someone who's, you know, once again, unbiased, doesn't know you from a bar of soap, you know, and can kind of go, well, that's interesting. Have you looked at it like this? And you just go, no, man, like that's pretty genius. But since then, I've had some of these other events, and one would have been in January. And I'm not actually sure if I've spoken about this on the podcast because I've told some people, but if I have, sorry, but here it is again. I was in a bookstore in far north Queensland. It was this pretty large secondhand bookstore. And what's great about secondhand bookstores, they have every genre you can think of, you know, unlike modern bookstores. But I found the paranormal section, and it was actually broken up quite well. So there was actually a separate UFO section, but it took me a little while to find it. But I found it was on the very bottom shelf at the beginning of this row. So I had to get on my knees to reach. And then I was leaning back, and there was like a it was either a small table or maybe even like a milk crate. It was just something there for someone to stand on to, you know, reach the top shelf. But there was a cushion on that table or what have you. So, but that was to the side of me. So I'm crouched down and I'm on the left digging through these books. And then on the right side of me where another shelf is, this is where this little table is with this cushion. So I kind of don't look over and I'm leaning on this cushion, just, you know, get a little bit more comfy. And I turn to see these two barn owls on this cushion while I currently have these UFO books in my hand. It's this weird thing of, in my left hand, I'm holding, you know, this topic that is such an interest to me and is so important. And then to this other side, I have this almost like this messenger that for the last couple of months I've been trying to work out what it all kind of means. And they're directly side by side across from each other in this bookstore right now. And I'm holding them in both my hands. And I've only just thought of it now, but on my left leg, I have a UFO tattoo, and then on my right leg I have an owl tattoo, and that actually correlates with what I was holding in my hand as well. I just thought of that then, but nothing to do with this, but it's just kind of interesting, good way to remember. But it was just this weird moment of like, what is this telling me? You know, it's not that big of a deal, but to me, when you start to notice these little synchronicities, it's really bizarre. It is really bizarre.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
If you don't really know what I'm talking about, please do listen to that first podcast episode or that My Owl and UFO Abductions and Synchronicity podcast, because that really does give you the idea of what I'm kind of talking about, this, how these owls and UFO, this, how this topic correlates. But and also, please look into Mike Clellan's work. I can't speak any more highly of the man. Really great researcher. So it's Thursday currently, and it would have been last night, so Wednesday night. I was walking the dog, and I see on the streetlight, it was one streetlight that wasn't illuminated. It's obviously blown. And I could see this head of a bird. I just had that feeling. I was like, that's an owl. I walk over, and I just kind of wanted to actually check that I saw this bird, because it's kind of weird that I wouldn't even notice it. And then we finally figure out, when it kind of moved itself, that it was this little owl. I had this moment with this owl 12 months ago, very early into the podcast, and I kind of took that as a little bit of a direction to do this podcast as well. And then, you know, almost a year to the day, I've seen this other owl, and it kind of just got me thinking, like, I think I need to be doing this podcast. Or at least I'm taking it definitely as a message to be doing something. Oh, I just need to keep doing what I'm doing, or something rather. I'm not 100% sure, but it's definitely a message. And it's hard to know exactly what those messages are. You kind of have to take it and work it into your life. But definitely this year has probably been the most productive year I've had yet. I've done a lot of things. I've done a lot of first-time things, and you know, the year isn't even over yet, and I still have a few more first-time things coming. And I do still have some goals that I want to achieve, and hopefully I get to. But sometimes, you know, it's tricky when some of your goals are in other people's control as well. You know, like, you can do as much as you can kind of do. And then in the creative industry too, it's not often just one person working towards something. So you kind of have to rely on other people, which is cool. You know, because that's a part of doing collaborative creative projects, is you work with other people. Hopefully I get to achieve some more of these goals this year, but, you know, if it doesn't happen, yeah, I'm not going to be too hung up on it. But definitely this year, I think I've had a really good year. It does really feel productive, and that's outside of this podcast and also for this podcast. I think I do take these moments as, like, messages and kind of just guiding me, and I feel like maybe I needed something like that, just like a little totem to be like, all right, keep on doing what you're doing, but maybe do it more. You know, I'm sure some of you are like this. You have a bunch of different things going on, and it's about trying to putting the same amount of time into all of them so, you know, they can all kind of be these successes, you know, and it's hard. It's hard to do that, but I think that's what I need to do. And I think it's good too if you can kind of look for those things in life that can maybe give you some guidance, because what else gives us guidance, you know, really? It's hard. Depends really what you want to get out of life. But I'm someone who puts a lot of pressure on myself. And that's not something I let people know by any means. And I'm really good at not showing that. I've definitely internalized pretty much everything. I don't want people to, like, focus on me either, you know. Like, I want to focus on myself and let other people focus on them, you know, because at the end of the day, you're number one. At least you're number one for quite some years, you know. Maybe then you find a partner. You might, you know, start a family, and then you have these other people that you want to put before you. But up until maybe that kind of time, and even into that time, you know, you got to really look after yourself, and it's up to you to get you to where you want to be. And this, I didn't mean for this to turn into this weird thing of like a motivational speech, but it's true though. I think this helps me too. You know, this is so therapeutic to be able to talk about this. And if you don't, you know, I completely get it. People don't want to listen to this episode because, you know, this is trash compared to some other stuff I put up, you know, that I've really worked hard to do. But this is just really back to the roots of what I wanted this podcast to be, which is kind of my thoughts. And this is kind of like a reflection. I didn't want to do a reflection. I'm not going to call it that either, but it's kind of like a summary of the last 12 months. And if that can kind of help anyone, like some of the other episodes do, then that's great. But it's helping me anyway. It's been a full-on 12 months, like, just with this podcast. It's amazing, though. The amount of people I've spoken to who haven't come on the podcast, which is completely fine. I'm just happy for people to reach out and to actually want to let me know what's kind of going on. But some of the stuff that people send me is just unbelievable. You know, I've had people send me images, really detailed accounts of what has happened to them. Some pretty spooky stuff that they haven't shared with other people, and then they're sharing it with me. And if you do send me something, I don't reply straight away. I have actually most likely read it, but I'm just someone who's very, I'm in the moment where I read it and I go, what am I going to like reply back to this? And then, you know, get caught up with other things. But I do really actually want to help. And there was one email, and I think I was really getting myself sort of beat up about this, but I had this email and it was very, I'm not going to say too much about it for obvious reasons, but it was really full on. And I remember reading it, and I shouldn't have read it when I read it, because I think I was with some people, and I was out. Like, I think when I get emails on the podcast email, I kind of do really need to take the time to actually read them and read them multiple times before replying. And I had this email, and I just kind of remember like reading it, and it was so full on, and I didn't know what to say. And you know, sometimes you kind of get emails and you're a bit skeptical as well, but for whatever reason I read it and I was kind of like, I can't deal with this right now. It was really intense, and it took me a little while to reply. And by the time it took me to reply, the email account was deleted. And I was beating myself up about that earlier today, because the person kind of was reaching out for some help. And I, even if I didn't have a solution, I would have just liked to let that person know that I heard them. And, you know, I don't think they're insane or anything like that, but for whatever reason, and, you know, there's a ton of excuses, you know, but there isn't. I could sit here and be like, oh, this and this, but I shouldn't have opened it when I did, because I was in the wrong headspace. And unfortunately, I tried to look into this person and actually contact them a different way, but it has been unsuccessful, because I think they used a different alias to their email, so it kind of makes it a little bit trickier. But I'm so sorry to that person anyway, and I do really want to make the effort. Do reach out. I really actually want to be right on there and replying, but, you know, it's, as we all know, we all have other things going on. And it's the same if I reach out to you for whatever reason, you take a little bit to get back to me. I completely get it. But that's something I'm beating myself up on about a little bit. And I think I know it. And I think it does take something like that to kind of happen and go, shit, I really let that person down in some sort of capacity, I think anyway. And that's something that I need to take away and go, all right, when you open up your time to people in whatever capacity, you really do have to be there for them, you know. And I didn't think, once again, 12 months ago doing this podcast, I would kind of open myself up to these people who send me some pretty full-on stuff, and it's like, I'm hearing you, you know, and I've signed on for that, and I'm really happy to do that role, but it really does come with a lot of responsibility. Just the fact that people can trust that you're not going to show that to anyone else, because I don't show anyone else those emails. I don't even talk to people about those emails. You know, it's very confidential, and I completely get that. As if I was talking to someone, I'd like it to be the same that way. Definitely feel like I'm being very honest in this episode, but that's good. I'll probably wrap it up there. So what, to sum up this episode, podcast has been going on for a year. We're pretty happy with that, you know, and I don't take it as a congrats to me. I take it as a congrats to like everyone who listens and, you know, is a part of it. The whole paranormal, and I'm bunching a ton of topics into that word, but this whole topic as a whole, like it's huge to me and has been for such a long time, and it is important to me. I am really passionate about it, hence, you know, why I do this. But I love that you guys, first time listener, or you're subscribed and you listen regularly or what have you, I think it's great that people can really get into this and share that same interest, because it's amazing material, I think, what we talk about on here, and it's unlike anything else, you know. And it is a bit of it's still that taboo stuff where it's, people think it's weird and you're going to get judged for it. But I think if we keep talking about it, and heaps of other people are doing the same thing, you know, there's new topics, you know, all the time. So it's great. There's more people talking about it, being aware of it, and that's awesome. And there's more people, there's more places for people like you and I to go and get our daily dose of this kind of stuff. But as I was saying, you know, I'm not claiming the success of this podcast by any means. And I think it's a huge success personally from where it's kind of come from. But it's really, you know, everyone who listens and shares the stuff and gets involved, you know, it's awesome, you know, and it's really everyone else, you know, and I completely get that. I'm just kind of the vessel, I suppose, to get other people's stories heard and to share to the world, you know, things that I'm interested in. Thanks for listening. If you actually did listen all the way through, it's a lot of rambling, but I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the last 12 months, talk about some messages I feel like I've kind of gotten to kind of keep going, and I don't know, just to be positive. Feel free to share as well. You know, if you know anyone who is interested in the paranormal, from things like hauntings, Bigfoot, alien abduction, UFO sightings, all that, cryptids, conspiracies, all that kind of stuff, feel free to share this podcast with them. And, you know, check out all the other great paranormal podcasts out there. Get amongst it all. There's some really great content out there. So thanks, guys. Appreciate if you listen to this. Happy birthday to the podcast. I'm really proud of the podcast as a whole, you know, not so much myself, everyone else, and what we've sort of all achieved, you know, because I definitely think it's a community-based thing, and it's a big community all around the world, which is just awesome, really awesome. But thanks, guys, as always. Take care. I'll catch you in another episode sometime soon. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.